Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
It is Wednesday, June 15th, and you are listening to another 5-Minute Morning edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. My name is Blair Angulo. A big month continues this weekend, and no one has a bigger weekend than the USC Trojans. Let's look ahead to their official visitor list. And to do so, let's bring in Chris Trevino. He's a recruiting insider and reporter over at USCFootball.com, the Trojans website on 24/7 Sports Network. He's also the co-host of the Composite Two-Star Recruits podcast. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I remember finally I was on this podcast a couple months ago, and this is my third time, I think, on this podcast. So I think I'm official friend of the podcast.
I think so. I think you need that first appearance to kind of get your feet wet.
Yeah.
Then the second appearance, it's okay, like we're building something here, and now you're back for the third time. Speaking of three, and I was bringing this up before we announced that we were going to be doing this show, is I was wondering, Lincoln Riley has had three big weekends so far as the head coach at USC. The first one was that first weekend right after he took the job. The second one, I would say, would be the weekend that Caleb Williams was on campus to take that visit. And then the third one would be this weekend. Multiple five-star recruits, a loaded visitor list that right now on paper looks like one of the bigger weekends that we're going to see nationally throughout this recruiting cycle. And they even have to stagger it. They're going to have half of that visitor list come in on Thursday, half of the visitor list come on Friday.
Right. That's an interesting question with this rule of three you're throwing at me, but I would contend that it is this weekend. I mean, you have the first one, which kind of showed that Lincoln Riley means business. He's hitting the ground running now that he's in Los Angeles, not taking any time, no rest. He's hitting the ground running. The Caleb Williams one, yes, major, but I think a lot of people felt confident in the end that Caleb was going to, you know, follow Lincoln to USC from Oklahoma. So even though there was a little more drama drawn out with that, I still think USC fans and national media felt confident that he would eventually end there. But this weekend, it is considered the greatest, largest recruiting weekend that USC has ever had in its history. And that's coming from talking to a guy like Gerard Martinez, who's been covering a lot of these weekends. He said this is the biggest and most stacked he's ever seen. So it's sort of a historical recruiting point for USC and Lincoln Riley, as most people think, you know, that 2023 class is going to be the class that he builds for, you know, potentially a team that can compete for a national title spot or a college football playoff this 2023 class. So this is really, you know, setting that foundation, just the number of guys they have, the national prospects they're involved with, guys that they have a chance with. And, you know, you got all these commits coming in as well to help sell the program, sell this class. So this could be kind of that turning point for the class in terms of, you know, sealing the deal with some of those higher end guys, getting their foot in the door with some guys from out of state that they can maybe land down the road. I just think this is sort of that focal point for this 2023 class. And, you know, maybe we'll look back on and say, hey, this was kind of the point where the class really started to pick up momentum in that national, whatever it is, top five, top three, top two, maybe even number one, whatever they do in 2022. We'll look back and say, hey, this is kind of where it kind of really started.
Yeah, when you're on this show in the future, maybe closer to the early signing period, and we look back at this weekend, and we're going to be able to check off, okay, how did USC do this weekend specifically, and how big was it in the recruiting efforts to make a charge towards that top five recruiting class that I know Lincoln Riley and that staff want to achieve. Let's look at some of the visitors. Zachariah Branch, the five-star receiver, number one at his position in the country in this 23 class, will be taking his official visit to USC this weekend, and he's going to take an official visit to Texas A&M at the end of June. That's going to be very interesting, but I still like the Trojans and where they sit there. A couple other five stars, Anthony Hill, the linebacker from the state of Texas. You got Deuce Robinson, the number one tight end in the country from the state of Arizona, the number one offensive tackle in the country, Francis Mauigoa, also taking his official visit, the number two edge rusher, Mateo Uiagalelei, the brother of DJ, also taking his official, and just a handful upon handfuls of four-star prospects. Is there one recruit or maybe two or three that you view as major priorities and maybe look at and say all eyes will be on them this weekend?
Very quickly before I get to that, I just want to say you listed five guys and that was 25 stars. You know, you can count on one hand. And that's just not even a third of the guys.
Can you count to 25 on one hand?
Well, if I'm going by each finger is five, yes. Yes, I can if I'm doing it that way.
You just got to flip the hand over a couple times.
Yeah, you just got to flip it a couple times. You're right. But I think the number one guy is a guy you mentioned already is Francis Mauigoa. I mean, me and Gerard have talked about this multiple times, and it's been talked about multiple times on our board, that Francis, the number one offensive tackle in the nation, is probably the number one target for USC in this 2023 class. Number one above every other guy you're recruiting right now, just because of the importance that he brings to a position of dire need, that being the offensive line. USC needs to hit a home run with this 2023 offensive line class. And Francis, he obviously has some SoCal roots. He's a national prospect, a number one prospect at his position. You know, they're coming off still licking their wounds of losing, you know, a guy like Josh Connerly in that 2022 cycle. So getting Francis would make up for a lot of that. Getting number one, a blue chip guy, a number two, a number one overall prospect, and, you know, a big national win against some other top powers. I would say getting Francis on campus, you know, he's stacking all his official visits this summer. So it's going to be a crowded month for him, a busy month for him. So it's important to stand out. And I think they can really sell that, you know, sort of coming back home. You know, he's been on the West Coast. He spent some time on the West Coast. And I think maybe they can sell him on, you know, maybe that theme of maybe coming a little bit closer to home or coming back to this West Coast. And, you know, USC was a team that was early on him, and he had a lot of good vibes with them. And I think they're going to have to, you know, rekindle that. He had a good unofficial back in February. So this is the chance to really make their move with him against the other national contenders. So I would say Francis, just being a number one overall prospect and at a position that they really need help in, being the offensive line.
That's certainly where the Trojans need to continue building in the trenches if they're going to take that next step into national prominence and awakening that sleeping giant that is USC football. Chris, thank you so much for joining us, and can't wait to do it again, my friend.
Awesome. I'm looking for that that fourth time around. And I hope I'm introduced as friend of the pod next time.
I think you will. You can follow Chris on Twitter at Chris N. Trevino. He is a recruiting insider and reporter over at USCFootball.com, as well as the Peristyle. He does it all for USCFootball.com. Also, the co-host of the Composite 2-Star Recruits over Chris and our producer, Lance Glynn. I am Blair Angulo. Thank you so much for listening to this 5-Minute Morning edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.